7. Fares. This chapter deals with how the fare is calculated and charged for each journey. Taxi fares. Hackney and limousine fares. Getting paid. Staying compliant. Taxi fares. In 2006, to assist the development of taxi fares nationally, the whole country was designated as a single taxi meter area, and a national maximum taxi fare was introduced, to ensure that fares are transparent and predictable. The national maximum taxi fare is set out in law in a maximum fares order. The latest such order came into law on the 30th of April, 2015. When does a taxi journey start? For taxis and wheelchair accessible taxis, there is sometimes confusion about when exactly the hire starts and when the taxi meter can be started. The table below clarifies the situation. How taxi is engaged? By taking a passenger from a taxi rank or in response to being hailed on the street. When hire starts? The hire starts when you agree to take the passenger. When to start the taxi meter? You are entitled to start the taxi meter when you agree to take the passenger, for example, before you help the passenger with luggage. How taxi is engaged? In response to a pre-booked request, see page 65. When hire starts? The hire starts when you present yourself to the customer at the agreed time. When to start the taxi meter? You are entitled to start the taxi meter if you are at the agreed place at the agreed time, not earlier. Any delay caused by the passenger at the beginning of the journey is calculated on the taxi meter as a time-based charge. Similarly, any delay in the course of the journey, for example to pick up additional passengers, is also calculated on the taxi meter. How taxi fares are calculated? The maximum fares that taxis and wheelchair accessible taxis can charge are regulated by the National Maximum Fares Order. The National Maximum Taxi Fare is programmed into the taxi meter that must be installed in all taxis and wheelchair accessible taxis. Taxi customers are entitled to have the fare for their entire journey calculated and charged on the taxi meter, and the fare calculated in this way is the maximum fare that the driver can charge for any journey. This is the case even where the fare for a journey has been agreed in advance. A taxi driver may charge the pre-agreed fare only if it is less than the fare calculated on the meter. The calculation of the fare is based on when the journey takes place. Standard, premium, or special premium rate may apply, and the length of the journey, and or the time taken. Initial charge always applies, and additional charges based on tariff A and tariff B may also apply. The initial charge is fixed and covers any distance up to 500 meters or time period up to 85 seconds. After that, the fare is calculated based on the distance travelled or if the speed drops below 21.2 kilometers per hour, the journey time. The table on the next page summarizes the main features of the maximum fares order, effective since 30th of April, 2015. National Maximum Taxi Fare. Standard rate, displayed as 1 on the taxi meter, applies 8 a.m. to 8 p.m, Monday to Saturday, except public holidays. Initial charge, up to 0.5 kilometers, or 85 seconds, €3.60. Tariff A, next 14.5 kilometers, or 41 minutes, €1.10 per kilometer, or 39 cent per minute, up to a total of €19.60. Tariff B thereafter, €1.45 per kilometre, or 51 cent per minute. Premium rate, displayed as 2 on the taximeter. Applies 8 p.m. to 8 a.m., Monday to Saturday, all day Sundays, and most public holidays. Initial charge, up to 0.5 kilometers or 85 seconds, €4. Tariff A, next 14.5 kilometers or 41 minutes, €1.40 per kilometer or 49 cent per minute, up to a total of €24.40. Tariff B, thereafter, €1.75 per kilometre, or 62 cent per minute. Special premium rate, displayed as 3 on the taximeter, applies 8 p.m. 24th of December to 8 a.m. 26th of December, 8 p.m. 31st of December to 8 a.m. on the 1st of January. Initial charge, up to 0.5 kilometres or 85 seconds, €4. Tariff A and Tariff B inclusive, €1.75 per kilometre or 62 cents per minute. Extra charges. Apart from the fare calculated on time or distance and rate, as outlined above, the driver can choose to charge extra for the following. Booking fee of €2. See next page for details. Extra passengers. Taxi drivers may charge a fee of €1 for each adult passenger after the first. In relation to additional child passengers, one child under 12 years of age is carried at no extra charge. The fee for 2 or 3 children under 12 is €1. For 4 or 5 children, €2. And for 6 or 7 children, €3. Road tolls may be charged as incurred for toll schemes adopted by a road authority. See next page. Soiling. A fee may be charged where a passenger either soils the vehicle or damages it so much that the driver has to take it out of service or has to pay to have it cleaned or repaired. The maximum such fee is €140, but the actual fee charged may be lower. It should reflect the costs reasonably incurred by the operator and payment by credit or debit card. A fee may be charged for payment by card. This fee must not exceed the actual cost to the operator of accepting card payments and must not be greater than 5% of the fare calculated in accordance with the national maximum taxi fare. No minimum fare may be set for payment by credit or debit card. These extra charges are listed on the in-vehicle information card and sticker. They are discretionary. The driver can choose to impose them or not. However, if extra charges are likely to be significant, the driver should make them clear to the customer in advance. Charges for booking and for extra passengers, where charged, are recorded on the taximeter. An extra charge must not be imposed for carrying luggage or an assistance dog. Booking fees. An SPSV driver may charge a booking fee of €2 for any method of engagement other than engaging at a taxi rank, including at an airport or other transport station or terminal, or hailing in the street, as summarised below. You may charge a booking fee for a booking made by telephone, email, smartphone app, fax, text or letter, or a booking made through a telephone call or a personal visit to a dispatch operator's office. You may not charge a booking fee if a customer hails you in the street, or a customer engages you at a taxi rank, including an airport or other transport terminal rank. Road tolls. You should advise passengers of the alternative routes available and the likely costs and journey times associated with each. If any of the alternatives involve a toll under a road authority toll scheme, for example the M50, you should tell the passenger what the toll charge will be. The customer is entitled to choose the route, even if you disagree with their choice. If the chosen route is subject to toll charges, you are entitled to include the toll charge in the fare charged to the passenger. Such toll charges should be recorded on the receipt. If you are using an electronic tag to pay the toll, it may not be obvious to the passenger what the charge is. You are advised to keep a schedule of toll charges in the car so that you can show it to customers, if necessary, for example on the M50 or in the Port Tunnel. Further information. See the authority's website, www.nationaltransport.ie, for more information on the National Maximum Taxi Fare. Discounts. As a taxi driver, you have the right to charge the amount calculated on the taxi meter, plus any permitted extras, such as road tolls. You must not charge more, but you may charge less if you wish. You should record any discount in writing on the receipt. The in-vehicle information card and sticker. You must display the in-vehicle information sticker in full, near the front passenger seat, where it can easily be seen by the passenger. The best place is on the sun visor or the dashboard, but make sure that it does not interfere with airbags or other safety features. The in-vehicle information card for taxis includes details of relevance, both to the operator and to the passenger, and this must be displayed in the back of the vehicle. Taxi receipts. The taxi meter must be on and calculating the fare in line with the maximum national taxi fare for all passenger journeys, even if a fare is agreed in advance of the journey. You must offer a taxi receipt, printed by the printer, attached to the taxi meter, not handwritten to all customers. If the amount you are paid differs from the amount calculated on the taxi meter, you should write on the receipt to show the difference and the reason for it. For example, if a customer includes a tip, or you offer a discount on the metered fare. There now follows a visual example of a taxi receipt. For further information, please contact the authority. Hackney and limousine fares. Customers may pre-book hackneys and limousines and agree the fare before the journey starts. Hackney and limousine drivers, except limousine drivers engaged for weddings or funerals, are required to carry a document in their vehicle showing the details of the booking, name and contact details of hirer, starting point and destination, fare agreed, at all times from the time of receipt of the notification of the hire to its completion. Hackney and limousine drivers should keep records that show the journeys they have taken, the fares they charged for the journeys, and the receipts they issued. The authority can ask to see these records at any time. The driver of a hackney or limousine must make a receipt available to the passenger on completion of the journey, as illustrated below. There now follows a visual example of a sample hackney receipt and a sample limousine receipt. For more information, please contact the authority. Receipts are not required for journeys in hackneys or limousines by passengers availing of pre-existing payment accounts, or for journeys in limousines hired for weddings or funerals. Getting paid. At the end of the journey, it is your right to get paid the correct fare, and it is your customer's right to be charged the correct fare. Taxi fares are calculated on the taxi meter. The driver may, at his or her discretion, offer a discount on the metered fare, but may not charge more than the metered fare. See discounts on page 65. Hackney and limousine fares are agreed in advance between the driver or dispatch operator and the customer. Staying compliant. The authority's compliance officers will investigate complaints or reports of non-compliance in relation to SPSV fares and charges. They may impose fixed payment penalties for offences relating to fares and charges, as described in Chapter 5. Complaints may be submitted through the authority's website, www.transportforireland.ie.